Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. I'm very excited about this week's episode. It's with Jordan Raybould and Breed Brown from the Bandwagons podcast, which I absolutely love. They're both hilarious. Jordan has his own podcast as well called Benevolent Dictator. I don't know how to say that word, but I've seen clips of it on TikTok and it's absolutely hilarious. And they were both just great. We had so much fun, had such great crack. And we talked about the difference between dating here and at home, and Breed has had a completely different experience of me. So that was great to hear her talk about casual dating back home. And then we talked about when to have sex. Is it okay to have sex on the first day, or should you hold it out? And Jordan gave his opinions on that. And we talked about uncircumcised penises. We talked about dick size. And we really just had the chats as well. So yeah, enjoy the episode. And if you want to sign up to the Patreon, the video is there, patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. I also do solo episodes there where I just kind of ramble on for 30 to 45 minutes about my personal dating life that I just don't get time to talk about on the podcast. So they're all there. It's very unfiltered, very open is a good way, I guess, to say it. So yeah, the episode I put up last night is about having a date with an actual nice man, you know, being treated really well and how much I appreciated that. So that was fun. So it's patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. If you can sign up, that'd be great. And if you could rate, review, all of that, that'd be amazing. But other than that, just thanks for still listening to the podcast. I love you all and thanks for the support. And I hope you've had a lovely week and enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you at the end.
You know, yeah. Sometimes people message me and ask me for my address, and it's kind of
No, I believe it. I believe people are insane on like the things people message me. Yeah, the private messages I get. First, women never message me anything. It's only men. And it's extremely aggressive. And on one hand, you're like, I mean, you're like, all right, you please stop. But on the other hand, you're like, well, this is the only form of attention I'm getting. So I need it.
Yeah, like I love when there's some regular people who message me and I message them back, and that's grand. So if they hear this, because I put the full thing up on the Patreon, but if they hear this, you're all fine. But it's the other people that it's like, you know, I'll get these messages. I obviously joke about having a shitty date in life, and a lot of it is jokes based off truth. But
sure.
Still, they'll message me and be like, oh, I'll date you. And I'm like, you look like you just crawled out of a swamp. I feel so insulted. And then they'll keep at it. There's a multiple guys in my direct messages that are just like talking to themselves for ever.
Jesus.
One came to a couple of shows. Like, I've restricted him now and he can't like comment on my posts and stuff, but I didn't block him. I'm such a whore for fans. It's so bad.
Of course.
I know, it's so sad. But he came to a couple of shows, and it was only when I went through my restricted messages to see like what, because I was like, I thought I'd be funny to like record him just talking to himself. I was going to send it to one of the girls, like, you know, screen record. And then yeah. I was like, fuck, he's been at like a couple of my outdoor shows.
Oh no. Oh, that's even worse, because you didn't even get paid for those, you know what I mean?
I at imagine least dying and not getting paid.
Because of COVID. Yeah, the yeah, I have like, I mean, like, I made a joke on my TikTok early, like in order to get people to go from my TikTok to my Instagram, I made a joke that was like, yo, please send nudes on IG or something. And I just want to say something provocative to get people off of TikTok and over to my other social media, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that day I got like probably like 100 messages from men. Like, I'm not even lying right now. 100 messages from men. Probably 30 of them were like dick pics, including one guy who like, he was like, it looked like he was in Hawaii on a rock near the waves, which means he had a friend take that photo for him. And I mean, you guys are both are probably great at handling dick pics, right? You're pros.
Do you get to, well, Breed, I feel like your followers are probably all Irish, are they?
Yeah, and they're all either girls or gays. So I get like minimal dick pics.
Got it.
Like
got
I'm only dying for dick pics.
Yeah.
We'll all be right, like, here, message Breed. Message Breed.
Yeah,
yeah.
Send them all, I'll forward them. But so but when I'm straight and I have a joke called my first gay date that's gone somewhat, it's not viral, but it's like, it gets a lot of views. And so because of that, they all think this is like, they didn't watch the whole bit. They watched the 2 minutes where I say I went on a gay date and then they hit X and they go, all right, he's gay. I got a shot. But like when you're a straight guy and you get a dick pic, I know, like, you know, I don't want anyone shaming my penis. So I don't want to shame anyone else's penis. But then I also don't want to continue talking. So when they send me a dick pic, I'll just respond with something like, oh, sick dick, dude. Nice. Like,
yo, bro,
that's off to you.
Oh, tight dick, dude. Curve. Like, yeah. Yeah. I like to make it clear I'm straight, but I'm not, and I'm not mad, but also,
my girlfriend would like that dick.
Yeah. Shit's huge, dude. Nice. Nice, bro. Nice.
That's fun. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't get any, you don't probably get any creepy DMs then, Breed.
No, not half as many as I'd like.
You say that.
I don't know. It's like we have the demographics for Bandwagons. I was only looking at it today and it's literally like 90% women, 10% men. And that 10% are gay men, which is like we brought it on ourselves. But,
sure.
Women
are just a lot kinder. You're just a lot kinder and more respectful.
Yeah, I'd never be like, here's a picture of my... I don't know.
Yeah. Here's my clitoris. Do you like?
I don't even know what
vaginas ourselves. Never mind fucking sending pictures to lads.
If you just sent me the vagina, like
it's not attractive. Nothing is attractive out of context.
I'm gonna look every time, but I'm not gonna be as thrilled with that because I want to see the person a little. You know what I mean? It's just a floating vagina face. It's like there's nothing really appealing about that.
But it's same with dick pics. It's not.
No, exactly.
It's just
genitalia.
Shaft. And you know what I've noticed? It's always the shaft. Okay. And it's only recently. It's only recently that I've gotten comfortable like in sex at like looking at men's bits and playing with them more and stuff. And then I started to realize
you are so funny.
But you guys have different balls, like boobs. And like the last three guys I've had sex with have all different balls, but I've been like shock and horror now that I'm like paying attention to it. Like, oh, these are baggy and these are tight. Like, I didn't know. No one told me. And the dick pics were always just penis, and the sex before was always just, I don't know. I was always just looking at the penis. I never really paid attention to it.
It says it all about the Irish education system, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just like, it's pure Bridgerton. It's like, off you go, figure it out yourself.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's how I felt with, and you know what I was thinking? Okay. So Jordan, you haven't seen Bridgerton. And for anybody who's listening, who hasn't seen Bridgerton, a quick rundown is it's very horny at about episode 5, but it's basically,
I'm in.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Well, I got one of my like guy friends. I was saying how much I liked it. And he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, no, I don't think you should watch it, but it is very horny. And then he watched it and he was like, whoa, it's very horny. And he kept texting going, nothing's happening yet. And I'm like, just wait. And then he was like, okay, goodbye. But
Katie, I like that's your rating scale for TV shows on a scale of like 1 to 5. How horny is the show? And you're like, Bridgerton's 5. It's a great horny show.
It's a 5 out of 5 or a 10 out of 10 when you get to it. And there's a nice build up. But I think it's important for COVID right now because we're told, you know, your safest partner is yourself. And then it's like they linked up with Netflix and was like, let's look after the women. Let's give them something to masturbate.
Oh, it's kind of horny for women.
Yeah,
it's
it traps you. You feel safe, you know, like 4th episode, you're like, it's not too bad. 5th episode, you're like,
Episode 6 is pure filth.
Yeah. Is that the rain?
It's the honeymoon.
The honeymoon. That was the rain, right? No.
Rain was the last episode. Yeah, yeah. There was the honeymoon where they just like finally got to be alone together.
What was the one where they're out in the field in the rain and they're at the house? Oh, that's after. Oh. That was fucking.
Yeah.
I love
it. I'm getting chubbed up just hearing about it. You know?
Yeah. I saw someone online call it Ride and Prejudice, and I love that.
So Jordan, it's set in like the days where they wore big dresses and debutantes and stuff like that. And the girls have no clue about sex, which I related to so much, and just figuring out as they go along. And
I'm still there, you know?
But it's kind of perfect for what's, I also think as well, the shame around sex with it, let's say, for women and stuff like that, and having to wait, it's kind of perfect time for that series to drop, because with COVID now, people are kind of having to wait to have sex because they're like afraid to get, you know, sick or kill people.
Sure.
So it's like pushing.
Are people really waiting and being careful though?
I don't think I know anyone that's putting off sex.
Yeah.
I think that's the issue. No one's really avoiding COVID. Like,
okay.
But are people more hornier now, so that when they meet someone, they're having sex quicker, maybe?
Yeah, I would say that. Definitely over here, like, because of all the lockdowns, you literally can't meet anyone, and any kind of conversation you strike up is all just leading to like whenever you can get that date, and there's like,
ooh, someone lowering their mask around. Is just like turned on just by them lowering their mask.
Yeah.
Look, I'm guilty for it, because the past two guys I've dated in the whole pandemic, and I dated them for months, both of them, we had COVID tests before, we had a couple of dates before we banged.
Good Lord, going and getting a COVID test for a date?
Well, because I lean towards the side of I'll do whatever the other person is saying, and I should be more responsible. But the first guy was very freaked about it, and we met like, you know, when the height of COVID, let's say. So we were talking for 2 months before we got to meet, like FaceTiming, and like he didn't kiss me the first time. There was a lot, and like, make sure you get your COVID test. The second guy, I'd come back from Ireland, so I quarantined and had a COVID test anyway, and he got one because he had a sore throat, so he panicked, and he gets it every week. Waited for a couple of weeks before we had sex, as I usually do. And then this Saturday, I had sex on the first date. It's like, which is so irresponsible. I know, and everybody listening, don't get mad at me, but I was just talking to the guy for a week, and I hadn't had sex in ages. And then we had our date.
Look,
and
Katie, it's okay.
I had sex on the first night.
No,
I was like that. I was like what you said. I was just like. I'm never going to see a human again. Stick it in me.
You don't know when it's going to happen. Yeah, exactly.
And it was a long day, and we had you know, and I'm out working now as well, and he's working, so it's kind of like whatever. And I just felt so comfortable with him because we'd FaceTimed and talked for a bunch, and he has been following me for like 2 years. This is fucking sliding the DMs actually worked. He said to me, he was like, I really like you. I think we should wait. And I was like, that made me just take my clothes off.
Yeah.
I made every other guy wait at least 3 dates in like years. And he was like, I think we should wait. And I was like, fucking stripping, you know?
You do a 3-date rule?
I do, because I want love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want love and relationships. And it's gotten me nowhere. Here's the thing.
Well,
I want to talk to you about this, because the last two guys that I've dated long term, like let's say five, 3 months, each guy in the past year in 2020, I made them wait, and neither of them ever called me their girlfriend. Both of them, after I ended it, said, yeah, I don't think I ever want to commit to anybody really, even though they made me be exclusive, but that was more because of COVID, I think. So I was like, Jesus, that's 8 months that I have invested and listened to their problems for men who actually don't even think they ever want to get married one day.
Bullshit!
I know, because you're playing it cool and you're being like, whatever. So with this guy, before he even went on a date with me, I was like, I don't even want to go date with someone who doesn't see a relationship on the table. And he was like, yeah, no, I want to meet someone. I want something meaningful. And I was like, okay. And it was the first time I've ever been very
Of course you're going to say that, though.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
If I have a girlfriend... I have a girlfriend now, but even before, like, if I'd go on dates, if a girl was like on Bumble or whatever, and she was like, are you looking for a relationship? I was like, yeah, I mean, I'd always just be like, yeah, I'm open to it. Like, what am I gonna say?
No,
I'm just looking to plow. Well, then most girls are gonna be like, well, I'm not even gonna go on a date. Plus,
why are you
like,
trying to trick us into sex then? Just be
it's waiting. Not a trick. It's Dude, not, it's I am trick. Open to a relationship. It's just probably not with you, is what.
Don't burst her bubble, Jordan.
I'm not bursting Katie's bubble. Katie and I are just we're
long-term friends.
Yeah, Well, Katie's seen me bomb too many times doing stand-up. She'll never date me.
He also has a beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, and I know their love story, which is very romantic. You guys took a while before you'd say, okay, let's roll it back.
Okay, sure.
How long, first and last breed, okay, how long do you think you should wait before you have sex? If you want a relationship.
Okay. I'm a 3-day kind of gal, mm-hmm. if I can help it. Yeah, I think you should, I don't know. But that hasn't worked for me either, so... It kind of just depends on the people. Like, if you're into it, I think it'll last. I don't think there's any real rhyme or reason to,
you know, Brie?
Yeah.
You just don't feel.
Just go with it.
Yeah, because I've always been told, like, wait 3 dates because then they'll get to know you and you'll kind of know what they want, blah, blah, and it's, like, not too much pressure. But then one of my best friends, she's married to an Irishman, actually, and they had sex on the first date. And she was just, like, fucking horny, had sex. And now, years later, they're still together, married, like, the cutest couple ever. So it's just, I think it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes
the chemistry is just there straight away, and then other times you need to suss them out a bit more, I feel.
Yeah.
I want to say, here's what I want to say, is I want to say, oh, yeah, I could have sex on the first date. Now, it's all under the assumption I'm, you know, single. But I want to think... I can have sex on the first date and then we'll probably date. But I have noticed that if we did have sex really fast, I'm less likely to continue like pursuing a relationship with the person, even though I know that that's a stupid thought process. So I get like the 3-date rule or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I think it forces you to at least then talk for several hours.
Yeah.
To then decide if you even like a person. But if you just like, you know, you talk for like an hour and a half and then you fuck, you're like, well, I don't even like you. Like after you come, you're just like, you know, you're like, oh, Jesus, who the fuck is here? Like, this is a stranger. And so you're not even like, some of the tension is cut, you know.
But it's also as well for women, if the sex is really good, or I guess for men too, you can kind of get like confused about your feelings. You're like, oh, like I know now that I'm out of my past guy I was dating, I think it was just the sex really that kind of had me.
Sure.
And now if I'm out of it and out of all that like hot rush feelings, I'm like, yeah, we didn't really, you never asked me how I was, or, you know, just like, yeah.
To be honest, I've always had good sex. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm just saying I've always finished it and be like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, see, it's harder for women. If we find a guy who can, like, you know, listen.
Wait, what does that have to do? Oh, you're saying listening.
Because you're like, touch me here, touch me there, do this. I like this.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the me having sex on the first date on Saturday was probably different because... Well, firstly, it was the longest date in my life. And secondly, we had FaceTime before and we had talked all week and he's been following me for a few years. So you're like,
oh, that shit counts as dates during COVID.
Yeah, FaceTime counts as dates, right? And he had been like texting.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not single, but yeah.
I think
FaceTime,
so.
I would imagine, like, if you got on the, you know how crazy it would be if someone, like, this is all pre-COVID, but if like, you know, you a girl, I matched her on Bumble and then, you know, messaged a little bit, exchanged phone numbers. And then she just like FaceTimed me before COVID. I would be like, we're not going out. This girl's out of her mind.
I know.
Someone just FaceTimes you. You don't even know that well. But I guess now you got to cut that as a date. And it's almost like more intimate. Cause like, if you can carry a conversation on a phone with someone, you're like, that's harder than just, you know, getting a beer.
Have you done a FaceTime date, Breed? Are you single now?
Yeah. I did a FaceTime date the start of like, so first there's like in Ireland, there was 3 big lockdowns, Jordan. I don't know if you know this. We're in the third one at the minute. So the first one came and it was like very exciting. You couldn't go anywhere. And pretty much every man I'd ever made eye contact with was like, hey, what are you doing to fill your days? Like no one had been interested in me as much as these men were about me making jigsaws because we physically couldn't go anywhere. So I was like all into it and I got chatting to a guy I met on Hinge and I kind of knew that there was no end in sight. So I was like, I can't talk to this guy indefinitely. I need to see, like, I need to talk to him and just see if there's something there. So I made him, I like proper bullied him into doing a FaceTime date with me. And it was the worst.
You bullied him into it?
He was like, I can't, like, my Wi-Fi is really bad. I just, can we not? Like, I was like, I'm not wasting my time. Do it or get off. And so we did it. And it was the worst thing I've ever done. I don't think I'll do them again. He was like, yeah, this Wi-Fi was really bad. He kind of held the phone in his lap, like down here. He was like sitting in a swivel chair and kept swiveling. and he was really nervous. And then I think his mom walked into the room at one point and he was like, yeah, my mom's just checking how it's going. I was like, we've never even met. Like, I don't even know your last name. Like, I.
You oh told my God.
That sounds awful.
That's yeah. awful.
Yeah. Oh, he was poor.
How? Why didn't he know how a phone works? He shouldn't.
He worked in tech as well. I was like, what is.
He should know that, like, the phone, like, when you're, you know, you FaceTime anyone, you don't hold it.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta work the triangles. Yeah,
everyone knows that now, you know?
Yeah, the guy I had a FaceTime with, he had his phone up on a tripod, he told me.
Ooh.
He was like, I didn't
got a
be
ring
like-
light? He had a ring light, you think? He had a full studio? He put a green screen behind him, put him on a beach?
I'm like, are you in Hawaii? I purposely didn't put my ring light on for it, because I was like, I don't want him to meet up with me and be like... She doesn't look that good. I don't want to mislead them. I always feel like I feel like I'm catfishing already on a Hinge. And that's just my own insecurity. But I just feel like we get so many great photos from doing comedy that I'm always like, oh my God, they're going to
speak for yourself. Good Lord.
But I mean, I just don't think I look as good as a fucking photo juice photo, you know?
Sure. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Photographer. So I'm always like, I'm loving the FaceTime. So I'm like, well, at least I don't know. Like, I have a gap in my teeth. What if they're really, you know, Americans are weird. They might love it or hate it. So I have acne. I get insecure.
I mean, so do we, like every man does too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like a man will literally put up his best photos. Like, I'm talking about very slight differences, like maybe having a spot okay. or having a gap in my teeth, but a man will put up his best photo and then come out and it's like, was that your cousin? Because you don't even, you're like yeah. 4 feet shorter. You, where'd those muscles go? It's very, I've had a lot more.
Well, you put up when you're in peak women. Condition, you know? You put up the photo.
I always
you,
put up a less. Like, now you have to put up a, like, an uglier one too. You need to give a reality here.
Yeah, but I of course you should give a reality. But I think every man is like, I'm gonna go on the date. I'm not gonna look as good as my photo, but I'm gonna win her over with this dope ass personality.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be. Oh, she's not even gonna care that I've put on 35 pounds and I haven't hit the gym in 2 years. You know.
Yeah.
That's what
well,
I think men will.
The guy I met who looked exactly like his photos and like really handsome and stuff. And then it was great. I was like, oh my God, he looks exactly like his photos. And when I ended it with him, yeah. he was like, because I want a commitment. And he was like, you're going to get a boyfriend like really quickly. And he's going to be so much better looking than I am. And I was like, yeah, I'm not looking for better looking. I'm looking for like better personality. So
yeah,
like, that's really what you should be working on. Your looks are fine.
No, my personality is perfect. It's just the looks holding me back.
So, Breed, you're not going to do another FaceTime. You're done now.
No, not anytime soon, I don't think. And the kind of the novelty is worn off now. It's coming up on a year and like we still can't go anywhere or do anything. So I think I'll just wait till the pubs open properly and just go mad.
And you're happy with that? You're happy with that? Just waiting now until... Well, do you want
to relationship? That's my only option.
Yeah.
Like I've never had a relationship properly and I'm 26. So I don't
Damn,
know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like, I was saying this recently, I was like, I blamed the secondary school I was in at the time for like not having any good looking boys. And then I blamed like in college, I just wanted to be single and get with everyone. And then now it's like, well, I'm in lockdown and I can't meet anyone. But I just think I just didn't ever want one. I just was happy to do my own thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
yeah.
And my brother is married to an American girl and he's like, the massive difference he thinks between Irish girls and American girls is like every boy you've ever kissed in America is your boyfriend. So she, like my sister-in-law, is always going about, oh, my boyfriend. And he's like, you kissed once, like that's not a boyfriend. So I think Irish people, you could be like shagging for 4 years and it's like, oh, just this friend I have, like it's
really?
Never.
Oh really?
Yeah,
I thought it was different.
No,
oh my God. Yeah, I thought, because well, I'm living in New York, so in New York you have to be like, they say you're exclusive before you're even boyfriend, girlfriend. Apparently that's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
And they,
yeah, casual, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Casual dating is like rampant. You know, you could be in a rotation of a couple of people, you know,
and you could be on like a date with someone and they're like, you go to the bathroom and they pull out like Bumble and Tinder and they're like swiping underneath the table and you come back to like, oh shit, sorry. And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Tori Piskin has a story about that where she was on a date with a lad and then she came back from the bathroom and he was fucking on Tinder and she was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, it's just automatic. But that is very, no one here wants to, not, a lot of people don't want to commit and it's very casual. And I found in Ireland more because, maybe because I was from a small town, but I feel like as soon as you're kind of having sex with someone, they weren't really having sex with other people because you could find out about it. Or
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think
New York is so big, you could have like four families in New York. You just put one family in each borough. You got Brooklyn, Astoria, and then Manhattan. And then, you know, you got like some idiot in Staten Island.
Yeah, you could go to Connecticut.
You may drive to you. Yeah. Yeah, but, Connecticut.
This is so interesting for me because I am 30, so I'm 4 years older than you. So maybe it just changed a little bit. So for you, Breed, it was a big hooking up culture.
Yeah, that's what I kind of find with like me and my group of friends now. It's kind of like you're seeing someone. It's like you're seeing someone, I'm seeing someone. It could be like 6 months of seeing someone, but like God forbid you'd say they're your boyfriend, because that like
really
that rules you out then for like any other potential things to come up. Or yeah, that's kind of how I thought.
6 months is so long though. That's
so long.
Crazy.
I wouldn't wait longer than 3. What'd you say?
We're just massive commitment phobes, I think. Maybe, I don't know if it's a big generalization or if it's just the people I've been hanging around with, but that's what I thought it was.
Where are you from?
I'm Wexford.
Wexford.
But I've lived in Dublin since I was 18.
Yeah, maybe it's Dublin thing, because Dublin's like the city. So Dublin's like New York, whereas I was living out in like a town outside of Dublin, everybody fucking knew each other. Now, look, we all kissed each other. I kissed all of my friends back home, you know? Like, everybody kissed each other.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, if they slept with someone a couple of times, it'd usually be like, oh yeah, we're dating, or yeah, I think so. I wonder if my friends are going to message me and be like, what are you talking about? We're massive sluts. But yeah, I also came over here when I was 24. So I was in a relationship right before I came over for years. So yeah.
Were you, this might be just me and my like true crime brain, but like, were you freaked about meeting American men when you first moved over? Cause I, in my head now, everyone is Ted Bundy. Like, and it's purely, it's totally racist against Americans, but like, that's just like, I could never date in America cause one of them will kill me.
Yeah, no.
There's no murderers in Ireland?
No, very few. Or they're all like within families. So it's.
No, that well.
Oh, you just kill the people you know. Got
yeah,
it. Got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Well, my dad's a guard and he worked on a bunch of missing women cases in the 90s. So I.
Larry Murphy stuff.
Yeah, I grew up hearing those horror stories. Like, I remember one time him telling me, oh, yeah, and the girl, she just went missing as her key was in the door. So he'll probably like be like, no, Katie, I didn't say that. Maybe I've remembered it wrong. He probably.
No, that's
it.
True. It was like the Vanishing Triangle or something. Mm. And like all these women went missing. I think my favorite murder covered it. But the guy who would, like, was the suspect went to school with my dad. So, and he's like still roaming around. He's not in prison.
Yeah, it's mad.
One, like 30 years.
So you think that all of America is just murderers and you're
you
basing
murder a lot.
I think the chances are much higher of being murdered.
You're basing this off of Netflix documentaries?
Yeah, and podcasts primarily.
Well, well, it's also okay. Let's say for us, Ireland is so small. There's like a very small degree of separation, if that makes sense. So if I'm in, like, I grew up in Leaslip and I'm in Leaslip and fucking Paul murders me, there's not a big pool for them to pick out. He's probably not going to murder me because he's going to get caught. But if I leave now in New York and I go on that date with that guy that I told you about again on Wednesday, he's cooking me dinner. Nobody knows where he lives. No, none of my friends know him. And what are they going to go through my whole Instagram following? Like, he could easily, like, just.
And with like Irish dates as well, like, I will rarely go on dates with absolute strangers. Like, even people I meet on Tinder, I'll have met them at a party, or they'll be like a friend of a friend, or we'll have like. They'll know my cousin or something. Like, it's, there's always some connection that kind of makes me feel a little bit like, okay, I know this person, they get on with someone that I get on with, so it's kind of fine. But I like will rarely just go out and be like totally blindsided by a person.
I can't believe you'd be dating people for 6 months and not call them your boyfriend. I'm still in shock.
No,
that's wild.
Them, just seeing them, just like situationships.
Okay, well, what's the difference between seeing and dating?
Dating actually is becoming more of a thing now, but I think up until I was like 24, people never called it dating. It was like, I'm seeing them. And it was like texting and like standing beside each other and like going to nightclubs together, nights out, like with a group.
So you're not going, and actually you're not going to the cinema. You're not going.
No, there was never like going for drinks one on one, really. Like, I don't know.
You were just dating groups.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Maybe I'm misremembering.
No, I'm like, am I?
I'm trying to believe you. I'm not discounting it. I'm just trying to understand. I'd be weird though.
It was just like, yeah, it wasn't as formal as the dates that like I'd probably go on now. Or Siri.
No, it's great to hear, because like for a year before I moved over here, for 3 years, I was with someone the whole time. So I didn't experience a lot of that. And then the year that I, before I came over, I was like fucking mega slut. I was like, I haven't done this before. And I had like, it was all shite. Like it was the worst sex. So I was trying to be like one night stands and stuff, but it was just awful. But there was no like seeing them again or whatever. So I didn't do any of that. And yeah, the guy before that asked me to be his girlfriend pretty quickly. That guy asked me to be his girlfriend pretty quickly, like within like two dates or something. So
yeah,
my experience.
That might be though, because you were younger. That not Katie. Yeah. Because you were young. Because I was thinking about like in college, you wouldn't. I feel like it would be weird for you to formally ask someone out. That would be kind of crazy. Like you would have just gone to a bunch of parties, hung out with someone at those parties, and then, you know, hit it off and been like, I don't know, meet me in the library. But you wouldn't even call that a date or anything.
Yeah, yeah, you know exactly. I mean?
But when you're a grown up though, that shit doesn't happen.
But if you're seeing someone, what do you mean it doesn't happen? Sorry.
It doesn't happen as often that you'll be like, just like, you know, hanging out in a group a bunch of times and then be like, oh, I think I like her. And then you're just hanging out in your group of 10 friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's like, you would just be like, oh, do you want, like, you would immediately just be like, hey, do you want to go on a date? That's what I did or would do.
Yeah, you know? Can't just get drunk and smooch and then be like, I'm going to see. That happened to me a bunch, actually, where I remember one of the lads, we would just like smooch when we were out drunk, but it would only, we never went on dates or whatever. And even when I came home then a couple of times from
only when you were drunk?
Yeah, we just like fool around and stuff, but he was friends with my ex-boyfriend. And then when I came home, we like smooched a couple of times as well, like years ago when I came back home from America, but it was never anything, you know. But I think like with COVID now, then that will push dates as well, because you can't go out to a bar and just randomly meet someone and then hope they're there next week.
Yeah. Wait,
so can I ask you, if you're seeing someone, right, and you're seeing them a couple of months and you like see them every day nearly, and you have like a toothbrush at their place and they have like your food at their place, like that's okay to be like expecting the girlfriend boyfriend label, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Now I'm like, shit, have
if I your shit's at my place, we're dating.
Yeah.
Right.
Would be my thought. Otherwise, get it out of my place.
Because the last guy I was dating, we were seeing each other a lot, all the time, like four or five times a week, and the podcast listeners know this, but I was just thinking the other day about how I was like, shit, did I, because I ended it because it wasn't going down a relationship road. Like it, we were in a relationship, we were exclusive, but he didn't want to call it that. He has an issue with that. And I just kind of
thought, he's just banging other dude or other women.
Yeah, I'd
not
say dudes, so.
Other women. When well, you're not, that's
have,
why.
I don't know how he'd have the time to, because he saw me all the time, but I'd say he wanted to keep his options open for when COVID, like if we're really honest, he's just not honest, I'd say.
that's a bigger issue.
Yeah, I'd say like
the not labels thing is so dumb. It's so dumb. It's like just it's just someone not wanting to commit. If they want to be like, I just don't want to put a label on
fuck
it.
Off. Well, here's the thing. He gave me a toothbrush like 3 weeks in. And he was like, oh, here's a toothbrush to keep in my place.
He got down on one knee.
But to me, if you give me a fucking toothbrush, I'm expecting you to call me a girlfriend in a little while. If
Katie,
you've met all my friends and stuff.
Will you be exclusive and start brushing your teeth at my place?
Right? Okay, but it's okay. It's okay if you're
your really mouth smells like ass every morning.
I mean, if you're really intensely seeing someone for a couple of months, it's okay to be like, I want a label,
oh,
right?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course.
Just when Breed said 6 months, I'm like, fuck, am I expecting it to
that's
soon?
Wild.
Okay.
No,
okay.
That's
no, not at all.
That's good to know. Okay, I always use these podcasts just to get advice on my personal problems.
Yeah, you don't give yourself enough credit, Katie.
You
need to put the hammer down, bro. You can't be letting these dudes not put a label on it for 6 months. And the way you're describing it, there's only like 50 guys in your town, from what I've gathered.
Me?
Yeah, you got to be, you know, give them.
Yeah.
You got the 3-date rule for sex. How about 6-date rule for, what are we doing here, brother?
Yeah, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm like, let's not put a label on.
But you're probably different as well. Like for you, what you're talking about. See, what happens to me is like they tell me all their problems. I know I've met their friends. They've met my friends.
Yeah.
We have a relationship. And then they're like, you know, they're still trying to keep that little back door open or whatever. Or that window just in case. But like for you, it seems like it's very casual. Like you're not like listening to their problems. Are you? You're not talking to them every day. You're not going on dates. So that's different.
Yeah.
Listening to their problems. Yeah. You put it like that. That's kind of where a relationship is. I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, I guess a relationship is having each other's back and listening to it and being it there
is.
For each other.
It is. It is. But it's just hilarious. You keep describing this. If I'm listening to your problems, you better be my fucking boyfriend.
Well, because I will never start crying about my problems or whatever.
Sure.
because I'm like, oh, they're not my boyfriend yet. I don't want anyone out. But they'll have no problem putting me through that. And they'll be talking about like, oh, I feel like my life's not going in the direction. And all of a sudden I'm like, you're, you know, giving them support and helping them with
sure,
their.
Sure, sure.
And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, you're like, this guy's so insecure, I'm out.
But it, like, again, if they're your boyfriend, that's funny. Like, I mean,
yeah,
no, you're supporting each other. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I get that.
But yeah,
if,
but I,
just if we're just hooking up, then yeah. I'm not gonna listen to you complain about your boss or something for like yeah. an hour and a half and tell you you got it, buddy.
Yeah. And I feel like what Breed's talking about is very casual. There seems to be boundaries there, right?
Yeah, it's probably like more of a like casual friendship with sex.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is like therapy for me. I'm like realizing a lot of my own flaws.
So you prefer friends with benefits, is it?
Yeah.
I mean, dating is kind of the same thing. It's friendship with sex too.
Yeah. But like on a more like taking it seriously level.
Yeah, and I think our generation, there is something scary, even if you really like the person, about committing and being like, oh my God, is this the person I'm going to be with for the rest? Oh my God, am I never going to? And then you just have to be like, calm the fuck down. Like, I was alone for months before.
Yeah. So. That's how my brain works as well. I just like don't see a point in dating someone for a year if I don't see it going long haul. I'm like, why would I steer my life on someone that's not going to like be there after that? I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
Sense.
Like,
that makes sense.
When I was thinking, so I was talking to my stepmom and she was like, because I was like, you know, I want to get married one day and have a kid. I just decided this recently. Like, so before that, I never wanted it. So it didn't matter if I was dating commitophobes. I was just like having the crack. But I was like, oh, that's what I want. She was like, you need to say that on the first date, like maybe not about the kid, but be like really open and be like, look, I'm looking for, look, Jordan shaking his head. Wait, she was like, don't say like it's with
them.
Okay, let me finish. She was like, I think it'd be really good to be like, what do you want in your future? Like, do you want a relationship one day? What are like your kind of values so that you can kind of not waste any time? Because do you think about it? Like, I wasted 8 months last year. Like, I had fun, like good sex and all of that. And it's not a waste, but it's just like, ah, I could have been just focusing on myself. 8 months is a long time, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is a super long time. I mean, if I was on a first date and someone was like, look, I'm trying to have kids. I'd be
no,
like,
I'm not going to say that.
Breaks.
But I think it's like,
let's just get to date too. Like, I was like, I was just asking you what if you want an appetizer. Now you're talking about kids. Chill.
I know. I've been gone too. Like, we got, but I think what she means is more like,
figure out values and figure out,
yeah, like
if someone's just like, if you're on a date with a guy and he's just like, thinks in his head he's Russell Brand and he's like, what is love? What is relationships? We're all just beings floating on earth or some shit.
Yeah. That
then
like
you're
the
like,
last
all right, I'm out, yeah. Dude.
Like,
I was trying to actually like,
no, like great. The last guy I dated on the first date, he was like, oh, and like, I'm so scared of relationships. My parents had a divorce. I don't like, it didn't work out with my ex. I'm like, and I was like, well, I really like relationships. And then that was fine. But it's like, I should have just listened to what he said.
So many red flags there.
So with this other guy,
he really did. He was just like, red flag.
So this other guy on Saturday, like half a bottle of whiskey later, I was like, so what are your family values? And he was like, what? And I was like, but just, you know, what do you see you want in your future? And he was like, oh, I want to get married one day and have a kid one day. And I was like, yeah, cool. Me too. One day. And that was like kind of chill, I feel. But we were also hammered.
Yeah. That is, you know, it's funny though. I mean, that's kind of actually really sweet. One, and it is kind of good to do that, but it just seems crazy on the first date to me. But I mean, I can see a context. Someone's like, are you just going to be a playboy for the rest of your life or something? I mean, you would never really, probably most men would, if they're on the date, would be like, oh, I don't know, is how they would answer that.
Yeah, and look, they'll lie as well. Like, I've had guys lie to me before because they just wanted to get me into bed because they know that if, like, I had, how do I explain it? I had one guy tell me he didn't have a girlfriend. No, he had a girlfriend. But if he had just told
that's
me the truth,
bad.
I wouldn't have banged him. So so there is going to be liars. But I think at least then if you have some form of a conversation on the first date, then if a couple of months in, they can't be like, oh, I told you I never wanted a relationship. I think the problem is now that some guys will say, I don't think I ever want a relationship. And the woman who does want one or vice versa, whatever man or woman will think I can change them, and then a couple of months later they're like, I told you.
Yeah,
which is great, and then they're right, they're like, well,
women love a project though, don't they?
No, I'm tired, I've got too many I got a podcast, stand up, I can't be, I don't have time to
fix her upper.
Didn't even shower today, like, for God's sake.
We always do talk about men like men are projects.
Do you not think?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I'm that much of a project for my girlfriend. She just kind of lets me live my life. I don't know. Women are always different. Like, he's a project. As if no woman has ever been awful.
No, no, you're right.
I don't think men are as willing, though, to, like, if I go on a date with one guy and he's, like, I don't know, a bit all over the place, but, like, I'm way more attracted to that than if I go on a date with someone who has, like, absolutely everything together and is, like, laying it all out there for me on a platter. I'm like, no, give me the challenge, even though, like, it never works out. But I don't think lads are, like, give me the easy option.
You think men are, like, give me the easy option?
Yeah.
Well, so... Mm. Men have always been like, oh, if she seems a little off or a little crazy, for the most part, they're like, fuck that. I'm not gonna be dealing with her issues or whatever. Whereas women are like, find issues attractive because we like to help. We like to, that's how a lot of women flirt. Okay. It's like, tell me about your childhood. And then we're like, oh.
Are you close with your mom?
Yeah.
I'm talking about like getting yelled at when I'm 12 and you're like, oh man, these issues are making me so horny.
He's so damaged.
You're talking about, your girlfriend didn't have to fix you up, probably. You probably just were already and you knew each other for a while and stuff like that. We're talking about like kind of a bit more mental, like
the what
mental, what you like mean? You know, ooh, sometimes I think about, you know, oh, I don't want to say it, but I was going to say like
just say whatever, right?
Suicide. Yep. And we're like, oh, and which is,
oh bad. God,
he needs someone to talk to, like, yeah, he needs, Jesus, a,
I don't, man, if somebody brought up suicide so quickly, I mean you're right, I would just leave. I mean I wouldn't leave that second. I'd talk to them and be like, oh, it sounds really hard, and then I'd be like, you want me to call you an Uber to a therapist or something, because but that also might just be like getting older, you're like, I'm just not gonna deal with this stuff, you know. Yeah. When someone, like, the older you get, when people have these like massive red flags, you just go, oh god, no.
And it's the same with women,
like, I'm gonna be dealing with this for you know, months and months and months of like the same issues over and over. I'm out.
Yeah. And I think, look, fucking suicide is a serious thing, and if it's like a friend or something, that's fine. But sometimes people use it to kind of like that dark mystery, is like, I've got problems.
That sounds terrible, but yeah, I mean, it sounds bad, but like, when, you know, if you're on a, it's not your job to fix people you're dating.
Yeah
Like, if someone has problems or things you don't like, you don't have to help them. It sounds really callous.
I want to.
No, I know, maybe, but like, you don't have to. And you know what I mean? Like, if somebody's like, I'm gonna kill myself after this date, then like, be like, all right, let's go get real help here. But like, you're just a person on a date, so it's not your job to make people whole or better. Yeah. It's just your job to go, would I like spending more time with this person? And if that time is gonna be spent like, you know, them, I know everyone gets sad and needs help when they need it, but if someone's just going to be like depressed all the time, that's not fun to be around. I mean, it's,
no, and so,
and new, you don't and have I... to be, and you don't have to be around it. If you don't have to be around it, then don't be around it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Know? And I think like,
it's so kind of callous and unfeeling a little bit, but also it's like, you got to protect your own mental sanity and ultimately where you want your life. You want to be with like a partner who actually, like, you know, you don't have to like pick up 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds crazy. I don't know. I guess maybe you're right. If someone, like, I was on a date and I sensed someone was going to be a project, I mean, I wouldn't even want to help out in like group projects in school, let alone your personal life group project. I'm fucking out. You know?
Yeah. And it's different. If you got sad or depressed now and you and your girlfriend have been together a few years, that's totally different. She's going to be like, yeah, what can I do?
Well, there's an investment, you know?
Yeah. But for us, like, I've had a couple of guys on the first date, one guy told me he tried to kill himself before, and like, and that's awful and that's fine, but it just felt
like, are you trying to sleep with me?
It just felt like he was doing it more as like, I've had problems, whereas I think someone who's really gone through that stuff keeps that like to themselves. Like, I've gone through some mental stuff, but I'm like fucking hiding that for marriage, you know.
And
you're smart. That's smart, Katie. You know,
let it drop then, you know. But that's because I've also worked on myself and tried to and then, because then there's people like me who have gone through like bad stuff, so when I see someone going through it, I want to help them. I'm like, no, you can fix yourself, I'm fixed.
I could see you doing that, Katie. You're a very sweet person.
That's a mess.
Maybe it's internal.
Wait, what? What?
Maybe it's a bit maternal.
Do you find that though, Breed?
Yeah, it wouldn't ever be as like obvious as that. But like, say I'm texting someone and they text me, they like don't text me for a couple of days, and then they're like, "Oh, sorry, I was just having a bad day or whatever," and like switch my phone off. I'm like, "Tell me more. Tell me all your problems, and I will go right now and get in my car and fix them." Like, I will, yeah. You know, I just want to fix everything and like mammy. It is kind of like mammy them.
Yeah,
I'm learning a lot about myself today.
I would respond and be like, "Are you all right? You want to talk about it?" I mean, I would do that too.
Yeah.
And it depends on how much I care for the like how far along we are. I mean, like if I had gone on, let's say, like 5 dates with someone and they were like, "Oh, I'm just having a bad day." If it's something like, "Oh, my boss yelled at me," or something like that. But if it's like a really deep issue early on, you're like, I got to decide if I want to keep going or if I'm like,
yeah. But even like, even as you get older, like for me, I definitely don't want any of those anymore, which is good. But even like the first few dates, you don't want someone moaning all the time and being like, "Oh, my boss gave out to me. Oh, my, having a fight with my friend."
Yeah.
Like for me, I'm like fucking putting my best foot out there for a few months, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
if they're always having a bad day at work, I'm like, red flag here.
Yeah.
You're like, you might just be bad at your job. That actually. Oh, another L in the work column. Yeah, you should be fired. You really should. I'm going to call your boss and just be like, "Dude, you got to fire him. He's having every day is bad."
Yeah. So it's like all different levels. People just need to definitely go to therapy.
Yeah, they need to go. I mean, if they need it, yeah, they should go to therapy. Or even, I mean, I've actually heard a lot of women feel like when they're dating men, that men will use their girlfriends or or their whatever, you know, like, "Oh, we're exclusive." They'll use them as their like therapy. And they're like, and I've heard a lot of women be like, "Hey, these guys just need actual help to figure this shit out."
And then you're like, when you end it with them, like, you're like, you can kind of catch yourself being like, "God, that guy was such a dick." And then you're like, "He's not actually a dick. He just needs therapy." Like, really, you're like, "Oh, you're not trying to hurt me. You just don't have the emotional intelligence right now to see what you're doing."
Yeah.
And it's because of your trauma or whatever, that you have an inability to A, be vulnerable, or B, articulate your emotions, or C, you're just so walled up and trying to protect yourself that you don't even see how your actions, or else they just like a bit of drama. You know, some people just love a bit of drama, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just really happy I'm not. I forgot how crazy dating is. It's just an insane idea, because you're like, "All right, so I'm just going to go sit with a person I've never met before for like 4 hours.
Well, you know,
and see if we even can tolerate each other." Like, that idea is crazy.
I feel like maybe Breed relates to this a little bit, because I feel like maybe you're like this as well. When you were saying your friends and stuff are like commitophobes, I think the huge thing is the inability to be vulnerable and show that you're interested. So like with the guy on Saturday that I had sex with, he on the first date, like, I know we'd FaceTimed and talked for a while before, but on the first IRL date had picked a spot, had brought me a book because I'd said I was interested in something, and he had one like that to lend for me to read, which is like super vulnerable. Wow. I feel I know. And like when I went to put my hand in my pocket,
what book was it, if you don't mind me asking?
A psychology one. I said to him, I read a lot of psychology today stuff for the podcast, and so he was reading one about some, I haven't actually looked at it properly yet, but I will. I've got to do my homework. But he then, when I went to pay for it, like take out my money, he was like, "Don't even put your hand in your pocket," which I thought was also nice as well. And then he had picked a place in the park for us to go eat, because we have to eat outdoors. But he had everything all planned out, and it was like very romantic.
This is really sweet. This guy sounds awesome.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And then he like, it was,
can I date him? He sounds okay.
Yeah. And then he, like, I said to him, he was very much like, "What has gone wrong before in your relationships? Like, and what do you need?" And I think and I said something about like, "Oh, a lot of guys didn't really support what I do, like comedy and stuff." And then anyway, he signed up to my Patreon, which is really embarrassing because I'd done a whole episode about him, and I'd never thought in my wildest dreams. I nearly jumped out the fucking window. Like, at one stage I talked about, like, I talked about like the sex in detail on the Patreon.
Oh, Katie. You can block him from seeing that, can you?
Well,
you can. You can.
No, I can't. It was too late because he signed up like an hour maybe after I posted, and he was just thinking, I want to be supportive of her. He doesn't know what I fucking post on it, and it's all dating. Solo dating apps. And so I woke up, saw the message, and I just ran into my roommate and I was like, I don't even know what to do. And then so I called him, he didn't answer, and I was like, he's definitely fucking listened. And then so he called me back and he was just like, oh no, I haven't listened and I won't. I like saw what they're about and don't worry. He was like, even for myself, I wouldn't want to listen, but I just wanted to be supportive. And he was like, you can delete my Patreon if you want, but like I'm not gonna do it because I just was trying to show that I'm like being supportive of what you're doing. And I was like, no, that's absolutely fine.
It's a good way to build up that Patreon, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. God damn. Listen to my review of your sex here.
Come on, like, could you imagine? Like the last guy I dated never ever asked about my comedy. The other guy never even went to a show. Yeah. And this guy goes, I was so like taken aback.
You need to bring release for him.
Never went to a show.
Yeah. But he was.
God, Lord.
Well, we were dating 5 months, but a lot of the shows are outdoor during the COVID, and
that's a little, that makes a little more sense, but still.
I thought so, but then when I broke it off, we decided we'd be friends, which is dull moes, because I banged him that night.
Already
and
got friends. Says that, I'm always like, I got friends.
Yeah, I texted him and said that. I go, look, I'm sorry, I have enough friends, if you don't mind. I don't want to be
like,
I don't want to bang
any
like, of my friends.
I'm friends with Jordan. I'm good. Okay. Yeah. I got Jordan.
He lives close to me. But the thing is that he came to a show after we broke up, and then he tagged me on his Instagram story and everything was like, oh, it's so great. And I'm like, you couldn't have fucking, but I guess because when you're dating, it's more vulnerable. And I would like someone who's like not embarrassed by that stuff. This guy, this new guy, he shared my podcast on his Instagram story. He was like, oh, this is a great podcast. You guys should follow this. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's
he
like
really
so,
likes you.
Really
I know
sweet.
It's so not cool, which is great.
Yeah.
No, he's showing he's actually interested and he cares about what you're doing and is interested in your life.
Which most people don't do because they're scared to do that, I think. They don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just don't think they want to. Yeah, I just don't think they want to commit. And it could just be, I mean, honestly, I'm not, this isn't about like your specific situation, but like, I mean, if I was going on dates with someone, I wouldn't share their shit because I didn't actually think anything was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like I didn't actually think we were going to go anywhere with it. But if I was like sincerely interested in someone, I'd be like, oh, check out my girlfriend's art or.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Although I keep personal shit off of a lot of social media, but yeah. They don't need to be seeing my life, you know?
I just use it all
for comedy is my view on what it is. They don't need to be like, you know, oh, I'm at a date with my girlfriend and like, what the fuck?
Nobody he didn't do that. Like he just shared the podcast. He wasn't like, this girl I banged on Saturday has this great podcast. He was like, oh, this podcast is great. Like it was very.
She gives great head and she's hilarious. Check out her podcast.
Yeah, no. He definitely wouldn't like anybody who would see that wouldn't be like, oh, this is, you know, some girls into it was like just like the shift and then follow this podcast. You brought your girlfriend flowers though a couple of times, right? You like really, you wooed her, Jordan.
Oh yeah, dude. I do nice shit for my girlfriend all the time. And I did, yeah. I pursued her for a while. I asked her out and then she like we went on dates and they were like really fun. And then she was like, I don't want to date you. And I was like, I don't really understand why, because we had a good time. I was like, I'm not dumb. Like I've been in rooms where people hate me before. And I mean, doing comedy, like you'll be on stage and you'll be like, everyone hates me here. And you'll be like, but this date wasn't that. So we should go out again. She was like, no, I was like, we should, you're stupid. And she was like, all right, fine. You're right.
Blind confidence though. That's what you need. I think
Yeah, I guess.
Like, no, I don't buy it. Like, take it back and give me a new response, please.
That's like, have you guys been watching Cobra Kai where he's like, don't be a pussy, just don't take no for an answer. And the guy's like, yeah, but you know, not like in a sexual way. And he's like, well, no, then no means no. Okay. Like, hey, ask her out again. And then he goes back and asks her out again after she says no. And she's like, ah, okay.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe I guess I'm the worst. You're right. I'm problematic for continually asking my girlfriend.
No, it works.
It's great.
Here we are. You know,
we think it's great. Yeah. It also shows that you're really interested. And she might have had guys who were just kind of like not that interested before. And it like, yeah, no, I think it's fine. I think twice is fine. I mean, if you turned up at our door and you're like, date me, bitch, that'd be
no, 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 no. no. If there's more complicated things going on that aren't need to be shared with other people too. But yeah.
And I've gone on like first dates with guys and they're like, oh, feel free to use this story on your podcast. And I'm like, please don't ever.
You were like, you think you're that interesting?
Exactly. I'm like, what part of you makes me think I will want to talk about you on my podcast where I only ever want to talk about me? Like, get over yourself.
Ew, that is kind of, that's so funny. And that's Irish lads, because I always feel like, I feel like Irish lads will actively not date me because of my being terrified of them. But then again, I guess they're older, the ones that'd be going for me, not.
Yeah, I think it's like they're kind of like either really into it and want you to talk about them and want to hear themselves being talked about, or they're like, I'm not even going to touch that because she could say anything. Like, she's a liability. I went on a date with a guy to the Vintage Cocktail Club in Dublin, and it was, we racked up like an insane bill. It's like really expensive in there. And I got up and went to the bathroom and he paid the whole bill while I was in the bathroom. But I knew like from early enough on that I wasn't going to see him again. So I was fuming. Well, I wasn't fuming, but I was like, I came out and I was like, you really shouldn't have done that. Now I feel really bad because I obviously, I didn't say because I don't want to see you again, but I was like, I just really would have liked to have paid.
Yeah.
And then told the story on the podcast on like a dating episode later. And he sent me a video of himself listening to the story and like delighted and like laughing, being like, that's me. That's me. And I was like, why would you send this to me? Let alone he, I think he had it on his Snapchat story, which was another red flag. So I was like totally put off by that.
But he was okay. He was sending it in like, oh, like you had clearly said in
He's
your
like, oh, it's pretty funny.
He loved it. And I was like, this isn't even a redeeming story about you. You don't cross well in this.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he loved it.
Well, he wasn't that bad. I mean, he was just trying to be, I mean, I don't know how you guys, but like a gentleman in that he was like, oh, I want to pay for the date.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that was fine. Like he was just, I just told the story and I was like, was I right to be annoyed about this? And we kind of talked about it. But he really loves the fact that he was talked about. And it's actually on his Hinge profile now. It's like, I've been, one of my dates has been spoken about on a famous Irish podcast.
Oh, wow.
I was like, pal. Oh, let's go.
Everyone should know that's not, they're not going to be like, and he was just the hottest.
Yeah. Like, I was like, go listen to it. They could not date you. Like,
otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be on this app, dude.
Yeah.
It's also Ireland's really so funny. Small as well. I know for a fact any exes of mine in Ireland are now denying that they ever were with me after this podcast. They're like fucking erasing everything on Facebook, I'm sure, by now, because they're like, it's so small. Like, when I first spoke about my ex-boyfriend that I was with the longest in Ireland, like the amount of people who messaged me afterwards being like, oh, so, you know, like, and said his name. And it's like, yeah, because there's like a process of elimination. There's three guys.
Yeah,
three guys and fucking in my hometown. So those poor men. But anyway,
wait. So you don't like when a guy pays for dates? I've paid for most dates in my life.
No, if I like the guy and they want to pay because they like me too and we want to see each other again, that's absolutely fine. And then on the second date, like I'd probably pay because equality. But like if I don't see it going anywhere, I'm like,
well, this is what women do is you go, all right, you pay for the first date. We went to like a nice restaurant. So then I'll pay for the second date. We'll go get coffee. So you're in like $250 on this date shit. And you're like, oh, no, I'll splurge. I got a coffee and a scone. So now you're $7 in the hole on this date. And meanwhile, the guy like took you out. It's a real, real sweet thought. It is a nice gesture. But yeah. At that point, I'm like, I could pay for my own coffee. Thanks. And you're not getting any dick after this. Just seeing.
I love when the guy pays. Sorry, Breed, what are you going to say?
I'd say I'd rather go splits on everything than have like the politics of it all. Like, but some people. Like,
you just don't want any weirdness. You just want to have.
I just don't want to owe anyone anything.
Yeah.
Be it like sexual or just financial. I want to be all squared off.
No, I blow for my.
Nobody can buy you. I get it.
Exactly. They can buy me. They can buy me. I like when the guy pays for my meal because it's just nice. It feels gentlemanly. But I do get it that like when you're dating.
Because it's free.
Because it's free. And because I'm poor. You know, a lot of the guys I date just happens they have more money than me.
Well, they aren't comedians. That's the big difference.
But
the difference. They're just not. You realize if you date anyone that's not a comedian, they're not poor.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So if you want to go for a fancy fucking dinner, I'm not paying. I'd happily go and eat chicken nuggets in a park. Do you know the sort of way? So
yeah,
it depends on the money level. But if they're like poor like me, like I had a date with an artist once, like we just went for dumplings and I paid for half. Like once you're just aware, but or after a couple of dates, I'll do something. Like, I'll pay for, like, if they're like, I'll get the drinks bill or something like that, like whatever I can. But I will rather drink at home and eat at home than spend my money, because I'm don't have money. I have money for you know, rent and shit.
I know what you're saying. You're not like, I can't just go drop like $125 eating at a restaurant in the lower east side.
Yeah. And I'll say it before, like, if they pick a fancy restaurant, I'm like, I can't afford that. And then they'll be like, oh, it's on me. And I'm like, grand.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, okay, fine then. And you're like, all right, I'm going to order some, I'm going to order a to-go bag. You know, I'm going to get.
I think it says a lot about them as well. When I'll always offer to go halves on a first date, but like, you can always tell whether they're like willing to, like if they are kind of reluctant to even pay, or whether they're like, put that away, I'm not even talking about it. And that's really attractive. But if they're like, okay, let's go halves, I'm like, oh, fuck you. Then I I'm such a hypocrite.
I always go to take out my purse. And so, like the same with the last date when he was like, I literally put my hand in my pocket and he goes, don't even do that. And I was like, ooh. Or when we went to go get whiskey for the house, because we were going back to my house, I ordered the big bottle and I go, oh, no, just get a small bottle. And he was like, no, we'll get the big bottle and whatever we don't drink, you can just keep it at your house. You should like always have whiskey at your house. And I was like, oh, that just showed how generous and not cheap he is. Because he was like, you know, like for me and I were the guy, I'd be like, let's get a small wall. But I'm poor, so.
If I was on a date and I see a girl, like, you know, reach for her billfold, I go, oh, no. Okay, yeah, you can get the whole thing. I just.
No, you don't.
Of course, I don't do that.
I had a date once. It was really awkward. And I put out my card and he put out his card. And he was like, oh, so we're doing this? And I was like, in my head, I hope not. You have to put it away. And then he was like, I just go, and he was like, I got it. And I'm like, okay. And then he did pay, which is grand. But I was like, there was like a weird awkward moment where I think like, I really want her to pay for half. But I didn't even eat half the shit. He got all these appetizers. I ate like a tiny little thing and a drink. So...
It's so funny. You're like going out with him. You're like, I didn't even eat. You got to pay for your portion. I pay for my portion. I mean, that's really what it should be, right?
Going through the items.
That's, you look really bad when you start doing that. really bad. You can only do that with like your good friends. If you go out to a meal with your friends and you start like, you know, with like people you're not great friends with, you're just decent friends, and you start itemizing who had what, you look so cheap.
Yeah.
But it's so expensive. And you're like, I fucking had a bowl of soup. You had 7 cocktails. And it's always your friends who have money who do that. They don't really.
Yeah,
no,
oh, totally. Yeah. And they don't like, care.
They're like, they've had 7 cocktails, a fucking starter meal, and you just came to be nice and hang out. And you had like just a starter. You're not drinking that night. And then they're like, everybody owes $75 each. And you're like, I don't.
You're like, I owe 12. Mm-hmm. I got an entree only.
But that happened.
That happened to me. I mean, I don't drink, or very sparingly I drink, I should say. Mm-hmm. I don't drink. So if like we go out to a restaurant, you know, it ends up not being that expensive because it's just alcohol that runs your bill up. But I went out for like a friend's birthday party, and there was like 8 of us. It was a really fancy place. And my girlfriend and I didn't get a drink. And then everyone else was just, you know, drinking whatever. And then I didn't even look at the bill because I was just like, all right, just threw my card. What do you do? You know, it's someone's birthday. You got to pay for it. I throw my card in the pile. And then I look at my credit card bill. I was like, I spent $300 on that meal. I was like, what the fuck?
I'd be so mad. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was not thrilled, but I was like, all right, that's life. What can I do about it? You know? Venmo request.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'd be requesting all that money back and like bumping, or what's it, reminding them every week.
Because there's a difference between and I can never Venmo request, because that's a very Irish thing where we can't ask for money. I feel we just feel too guilty. But there's a difference between being cheap and being poor, you know. It's not like there's cheap, but then it's just, fuck, I'm not going to be able to pay for my electricity bill because of these cons.
Yeah. I mean, there's a huge difference between cheap and poor. And sometimes they're both at the same time, but
PA is calling me. Sorry, it came up there on the screen and I was like, oh, is this going to disrupt the podcast? No, okay.
No, it's still recording.
So in America, Breed, they'll call you and like, you know what they're doing now? They're calling me to tell me to stay home for 14 days because I traveled. I didn't fucking travel. I have been here. And I keep texting me like, no. And they're like, wrong response. And I'm like, I haven't. I think just because I'm an immigrant, they're like, oh, she definitely traveled. Why did she travel? Really.
What's PA?
Oh, PA,
Pennsylvania.
Is like Pennsylvania. You get like your numbers recycled here. So you get like, what's it called? What are they called, Jordan?
Do you get spam callers? Is that what you're talking about?
Time. For 6 years. Yeah.
Constantly.
Like health insurance, car warranty. I've never owned a car. I don't even know how to drive.
Block and report.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I didn't even report it all day. Yeah.
There's also something here, Breed, where like because your information is out there, there's this thing called Jordan, have you heard of it? It's like My Life. And so whatever information about you that's out there in the world goes on to this. So like my roommate, it has everything. It has her old home address because that's what's in the internet, her phone number, her family members. Like,
what is this?
Because I googled her. It's called My Life, and anyone who's been in America long enough with any information, they just gather it and they stick it up there, and it's for public to see. So you can like see if someone's like, it'll say criminal record, yes or no, divorced, yes or no, what they pay, like taxes, credit report, like, and then you can pay to look at their credit, like crazy shit.
Like a census? Wow. No?
Like what?
Like the census? No?
Yeah, but just you and I can find it.
Yeah,
that is crazy. That's a lot.
That is insane.
Wait, that makes me think of the guy that you that cheated on his girlfriend with you, which you didn't know. How did you not? Did you not look at his like Instagram or anything?
Yeah. Well, he says he would still say now that it's open relationship, but I don't believe so because our first date. He's also a comedian as well. But our first date.
Who is this? Now it's juicy. You know?
I'll text you later.
I love hot gossip.
Our first date, and I don't need to tell you now because such time has passed, but let's say our first date, I asked
you don't need to throw his name out there on, you know, you don't need to.
No, I mean, if I were to tell you in private, I would only tell you because there's so much time has passed and
everybody
kind of knows that we had hooked up for a bit, but out of our friends, but, our first date, I said, are you dating anyone? And he said, no, I go on dates. But then when I was on his Instagram, there's this girl wrote like he posted a picture and she was like, oh, that's my man. And I was like, oh, fuck. This is after we'd hooked up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And so then I went in through all his pictures and she was writing back up until 2 years ago. And so like maybe they were open. But if you were open, I don't think you'd be writing my man all over the pictures. And then secondly, he would have just told me that. But he was like, I go on dates, not like. And then when I call and when we were having sex, then he like wanted to have unprotected sex. And I was like, I'm worried about getting STDs. And he was like, it's not like I'm out here fucking like I've only seen you and implied like I know I could have been more emotionally mature enough to just ask the actual details and been more specific, and so it's my responsibility to like protect myself. But anyway, then
I mean, if you're on a date with someone, the implication is that they're single.
Yeah, but I mean, like when we started having unprotected sex, I guess.
Oh, that I guess okay.
Yeah, like he should have. He said something like, "It's not like I'm out here fucking," and he was like, "How do you think I saw you last?" Like he kind of made it like he wasn't banging anybody else, and it was safe to have unprotected sex. And he had told me he wasn't dating. So then when I called him about the girl, and like it was like a very. I wasn't like argumentative, but I was like, I just want to know what's up. And he was like, yay, I've been seeing her, but it's open because she's moving in a couple of months. But we've been seeing each other a long time. And I was like, oh, but you told me you weren't dating anybody. And he was like, I am.
I lie.
And I was like,
I'm dishonest. What are we going to do?
Yeah. I was like, have you been having unprotected sex with her? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, dude, you basically implied like you weren't. And he was like, oh, but it's fine. I trust her. And I was like,
I don't trust you now.
Yeah, I don't know her. I was like, we should have just kept using condoms. And he goes, we can go back to using condoms. And I was like, no, that's not the point. It's one of the points.
I like that, though. He assumes you're still going to hook up.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. He's like, we go back to condoms. And you're like, you think I'm going to fuck you now? You lied to me.
Yeah. And like, I'm not like, I wouldn't put him out in blast and be like in one of the women's comedy groups being like, this guy's a dick. But like, it's like, you know, whatever. It's just like a lesson learned for me that I'm like going to be like very like, okay, you're definitely not fucking anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I think on the exclusive talk, that's basically being like, are you, I mean, if you're exclusive and you continue hooking up, you're probably going to be dating shortly.
Oh, yeah. And it was this all happened like very soon and very early on. And he fucking lied. That's it. You know, he just like,
yeah,
he had it justified in his head. But like, that's fine. It didn't last long. It was very brief. Like I seen it pretty quickly. He then deleted all those photos. He only has 5 pictures on his Instagram now. So he's prepared for the next girl, I guess.
I'm trying to think who this is. I lie.
You never guess. He's total fucking.
Who doesn't post on Instagram that much? That's like weird. Honestly, if I was going to date someone and they only had like 3 photos up, I'd be like, I feel like they're lying.
Well, he didn't before. Yeah. He deleted the 2 years of pictures. But this is a long time ago. So
got it. Got it.
But he's still seeing her. This girl.
Got it.
I just think
she deserves better.
I know.
You know what? Let's tell her right now. Call her. Let's ruin a relationship online.
I don't know.
Do it for the podcast, Katie. Come on.
I'm not going to do that because.
Homewrecker Katie, come on.
Be like, imagine we call and she's like, yeah, I'm in an open relationship. Chill, bitch.
Yeah, you psycho.
Yeah, so you just don't know. I just evacuate myself from those situations. I'm just like, no, thank you, bye, see you later.
Yeah, that's probably healthy also, because then you're not dealing with like long-term drama, which if you're just not like, if you're break, like something's ending, just end it and that's it.
Yeah, I don't want to date someone in an open relationship anyway. That's just too much for me. I haven't got that. I'd be jealous.
Yeah,
if I'm honest.
I would be, I think the hard part would be like, hey, so do you want to go, do you want to go get dinner tonight? And then my girlfriend's like, nah, I'm going out with Jeff.
Yeah, fuck like, Jeff.
I'd be like, wait, what? Like, what? But I want to hang out. I want to do something.
Could you do that, Breed?
No, definitely not. No. I was seeing a guy years ago as well, and I found out probably a year after that he had like a baby was born over the course of us seeing each other that was his, and
whoa,
he was like fighting for custody of the baby and just like forgot to bring it up. Like, just well, never
did he forget did he oh just, I just forgot like, I had a kiss.
It was kind of like we were friends, and then we were like more than friends, and then we kind of just went back to being like less than friends, and like it just in the whole course of it just never, no one ever brought it up to me. It was insane.
He had a baby.
Yeah
I've heard of guy, man, the deceit. I mean, yeah. I feel like a woman, that'd be so hard to hide because, you know.
I'm just bloated. You know?
Yeah.
Poop,
yeah.
Baby.
You literally got milk on your shirt, like bleeding through your. It's hard
like
to hide.
Crying. That's my dog.
But there was a guy at the the gym I met my girlfriend at. There was a guy there, and he hid that he was dating a girl at that gym, and they'd been dating for over a year, and she didn't know that he had a kid, but other people at the gym were like, you know, he has a kid, right? With a woman. Yeah. So, and he just hidden that he had like a secret family or a kid.
So weird.
And she had no idea. And everyone was just like, dude, she has no clue. I can't believe she's dating him.
Wait, she was dating him for a year. Never knew about the kid.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Like, oh my god.
They were together, like exclusive boyfriend girlfriend, like they, you know, they'd kiss in public or hold hands and show up together, and he just has like a 3-year-old kid or something. I mean, I don't think he's dad of the year either based off that.
Yeah. I don't think that would put me off either. Like, I don't know why you'd want to keep that a secret.
Yeah, I'd love to be like a stepmom. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Don't have to
put, I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess you're like, I don't need to blow it out. But also, like, do you want to? I mean, I think about that. Like, would I date a woman who had like a kid or two? I would really have to love her, because I don't want to.
It's different. It's different for men and women. I think women are more understanding about that.
I guess because, you know, I don't have to give birth to a child at all.
I think so, because we'd also be like so afraid if that happened to us that we're more empathetic with that, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's maybe it. But I'd just be like, I don't want to take care of someone's kid. It's not my kid, you know? I guess what I'm learning from this podcast is I'm really selfish. I go on a date and someone's like, I'm imperfect. I go, I'm out of here.
No, but they can't. Well, it's fine if you are. I think more people should be like, okay, I need to be out of here. But then some people get out too quick when they are expecting like perfection because of apps and stuff, because you can just swipe, you can just be like, ah, this guy quivers his nose weird, I'm gonna find a non-quiverer on the million of people on the apps. So it's like we all just need a meet in the balance. Wait, Breed, what did you do? How did you find out about him having the baby?
It was well after. I think it was like a year or two after. And one of my friends was like, oh, yeah, because you know he has the baby now. And I was like, sorry, what age is the baby? And they were like 2.5. And I just did the maths and it would have been born. Like,
were you like, is it my baby?
I just laughed.
Imagine if you were roles reversed, though. You'd be like, fuck.
I know. Yeah. If you were a man and you were like, yeah, she has a kid now. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How old? 3. And you're like, we were dating 3 years ago or banging. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was mad. But I never, like, I didn't, wasn't really close with him anymore when I found out. So I was like, there's no point in bringing it up. But I still follow him on social media and he puts up pictures of the kid. And I'm like, you were a snake in the grass.
Yeah, a snake. And
cute kid. Like,
cute kid. Yeah, the head of him, but like, madness.
Yeah, that I've had two Irish guys in the past, like, whenever, like, maybe 6 weeks, two months, I guess, slide into my DMs asking me out who live in Astoria, who both have kids. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Am I giving off stepmother vibes? And I wouldn't mind being a stepmother, but like, both were like, hey.
How old are the kids?
One was 6 and the other was 5. But the first one I've already talked about in the podcast, had a couple of dates with him, didn't work out. And that was like a couple of weeks ago. And then the second one, he slid into
His Patreon support. I know. Yeah.
but he slid into my DMs before Christmas. And I just was like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. I don't know what I want right now. My head was a bit messed up. I was still fancying my last guy and I didn't know what I want. And then I just wasn't feeling it, I guess, but I didn't articulate that really well. I was just like, yeah, I don't know. And then I was like, I don't really want to meet up with anybody right now. And then he was like, okay, let's go grab a coffee. And I'm like, I don't think he just read my message. And then I was like, because he was being pushy about it, I was like, well, we could do like a phone call. So again, this is all around Christmas. And then he kept messaging me going, when are we doing the phone call? And I was like, I don't know, I'm just so busy. Like, and he was like, okay, so later. And I'm like, I just said I'm busy. And then I ignored one of his messages because I was just like, oh, my head's melted. And then I forgot about him. And then when I posted, I just forgot about him. I forgot he existed. And then I posted that about the Republicans supporting the furry, and he, like, just in my I posted a tweet I wrote about it in my Instagram story, and he messaged me and got so fucking mad. And he's from Ireland and he's a cop here. Oh my god, is he gonna hear this and kill me? A cop's also scared as shit. I don't want to date an American cop. It scares me as an immigrant. I'm just
can
like,
you become a cop as an Irishman?
Yeah, because he has citizenship, so
you don't have to.
I know, and I'm sure, I don't know, like, my dad's a guard, but I don't really want to date anyone here who works in the government, because the government scares me here. Anyway, he messaged me on that and was like, this is what's wrong with, like, liberals, something like that. He said, use some word that relates to liberals, that you can't, like, you complain about this, but you didn't complain about the Antifa or whatever they're called, when they're, you know, burning. And I was I haven't complained about anybody. This is just a joke, and I don't want to get into it. And then he kept getting into it, and he was like, BLM does nothing for black people. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, look, I'm a comedian. But then I sent like a screenshot of a couple of tweets of like where it showed like the terrible things they did in BLM, but how they let people just like go all over the Capitol building. And I was like, I'm just going to leave this here. But also, I really don't want to get into it. And then he was like, see, this is, you only want to talk about yourself. And I was like, I just don't want to talk to anybody. I want to make a cup of tea and sit down. And then I was like, leave me alone. And I said, leave me alone. And he goes, grand. And then I clicked on his page and he had blocked me. I was like, I never even followed you.
Oh my God.
I never even followed him back.
That's kind of nice though. That's nice.
And he blocked me.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, people blocking. That's fine. But I thankfully was able to block back, because I don't like when people block you and then unblock you and creep on your page. I don't want to be harassed again.
Yeah.
But like, it was just so fucking weird, the whole situation.
Yeah.
Anyway, especially from an Irish man, I was like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, people love getting in random fights with people that are no longer involved in their lives.
Yeah, he's probably just picking
over politics.
He was probably just picking because I never went on the date with him.
Yeah, he's probably doing it for that reason. And then also he just felt like he, I mean, he just felt like he had a fight with somebody who
writes that though in writing, like they're like, I'd be just like, I don't know, it doesn't make sense. Like, you're always going to say I'm wrong through writing anyway, and why are you getting into it? I don't understand these people.
I mean, I don't,
he was kind of an arsehole from the start anyway.
Yeah. He's short as well, and that's fine. I didn't mind that. That wasn't an issue. But I was like, oh, you're really not playing into the stereotype here about angry short men. Oh my god, I think I'll have to edit that out.
I mean, or leave it in, who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. I've dated short men. I don't have a problem with short men, but it'd be like me being Irish and being a drunk. Let's not all fit into stereotypes, okay? Don't be an angry short man.
What height are you, Katie?
What height am I? Oh, I'm 5. Yeah. You know, I'm 5'6", but men try to tell me that I'm 5'9", because they're trying to say that they're 5'10". And I'm like, you're not. You're 5'7". Yeah.
You are not 5'9".
No, I'm 5'6". I'm fucking...
No, I believe you.
Yeah. There's so many men who's been like, you're like 5'8 or 5'9". And I'm like, you're not 5'10".
Yeah. I'm 5'7". Trying to pick themselves up.
Yeah.
I'm 5'9 and a half, dude.
Oh, I'm a legit...
I'm legit the height that every man lies that they are when they're 5'5". That's how tall I actually am, is lying height.
Oh, wait, and how tall are you, Reed?
I'm 5'10 and a half.
Oh, Jesus, you're tall.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse. It's like impossible to find people like that. Tinder, do you know, or which is it, Bumble, that lets you pick the height. It's like such a small little bar of people who are actually taller than me.
And I don't just really do like dick size. People. Just put dick size on there. You know what I mean? I want something.
My mom always says it's all the same when you're lying down.
What did you say? What?
My mom always says it's all the same when you're lying down. I just write off people who are like even an inch smaller than me.
Oh, but look, really? Like, you know, the like a lot of like really hot actors, if you actually look them up, they're actually not that tall. So
yeah, Zac Efron's like 5'8". Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. And I had to look up his age because I was like, oh my God, I'm so turned on by this child in fucking Cobra Kai. But it's okay. He's 22. So it's fine. I'm not a pervert. You know, the guy from Designated Survivor as well. He's just like gorgeous. But anyway, he's 22. So it's okay. I'm not a pervert. But he's 5'6". Which is like not tall for man. And I was like, they should be, yeah. Should be like, hey, everybody, I'm short. It's okay. Well, I guess it's really hot. It's cool.
If you're just hot enough to overcome your height. Yeah, great.
I'm like, he probably doesn't have confidence issues. He's hot and he's famous. So that's probably not a, but I mean, like, I wouldn't care about height if they're like nice and sound and stuff. Obviously, I'm going to prefer a taller the same way a guy is obviously going to prefer like perfect tits and perfect arse. But if he meets a great girl who makes him laugh, he's going to be like, ah, it's fine. Like, she's got nice tits and nice arse. So that's how I genuinely feel women feel with height as well. I think men make it more like, women hate me because I'm small. It's like, no, it's because you're a cunt.
Yeah. That's a great bit, Katie. It's not your height. It's because you're a cunt. That's a great bit.
Let me write that down. I really am, because I've no new jokes.
Well, and you'll be able to do stand-up in 1 year with that great bit. You know?
I can't wait. No, I'm doing it.
I know. We just, all the shows are canceled. I had to cancel 11 months of shows. All right. I've just been doing nothing.
I know.
It's been awful. I just think, like, I mean, I'm not that tall. So if a girl was my height, I'd be less. I just wouldn't ask her out. I guess in my head, I just assumed she'd be less. She wouldn't be that interested, would be the assumption.
It's apparently to do with pheromones as well. Like, if the guy's taller, he can fancy you because of your head, all the pheromones coming out of your head. Is this true, or did I just read this bullshit?
Oh, yeah.
This cannot be. This sounds like pseudoscience.
I'm going to Google it.
There's pheromones coming out of your ponytail, and if a guy isn't above your ponytail, he can't get the pheromones. There's no way that's true.
I mean, it adds up. Like, I just need to feel smaller than them.
Well, because do you like a more masculine man, is it? Well, firstly, I spelled pheromones wrong.
That's quite a challenging word to spell.
I'm right. From the nose, the pheromone travels to the part of the brain. So, yeah, love is all in your head, it says here. WebMD, lads. Has to be real.
Yeah, fair enough.
There is something about the pheromones coming out of your head.
Oh, man.
You said dick size. We'll wrap it up on this, but I did a thing about how dick size doesn't matter on TikTok, some video, and it fucking went like, of course, like it went a bit viral and people got mad at me. This is an app.
I mean, good Lord.
This is an app for children, and like, it's because I have a sculpture.
Oh, they were mad at you for that?
Yeah, because the sculpture had his penis. And I'm like, it's art. Calm down. Yeah, you fucking uncultured. Bring your child to an art museum. Like, what the fuck? You
can't. Or just keep an eye on what your kids are doing. It's not my job.
And
to
their algorithm.
But I mean, they were complaining about the sculpture. And like the thing about dick size. Like I said, the joke is that dick size doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it's like, so it's very like pro men and making them feel better about their body. So they should be happy. But is their issue? Right. Their issue was the sculpture has a penis. It's just a sculpture from like the Statue of David. And I'm like, right. Well, has your child never opened an art history book? Like, this is ridiculous. I was like, we have a bigger problem here. Okay.
And if it's coming up on their TikTok, it's their problem. Like, that's the algorithm, man. What do you want? Yeah. What are you liking, you know?
It's giving you what you want. It's not my problem.
Yeah. And also, like, your kids should feel okay about their fucking dick size. But, like, that's just, I was doing these sex ed videos.
And this kid's seven? You're saying a kid's seven? And I'm like, look, be proud of your dick size. It's small now, and it'll probably be small when you get older, but be proud.
But, like, I mean, there shouldn't be anyone younger than 13 having TikTok. That's a parental thing. But, like,
that's a parental choice. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, at 13, they're going to be learning about puberty and stuff anyway. They should know.
I mean, they're going to be getting on porn. They're going to find a way.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way.
Yeah. And it's just because I'd done so many, like, pro female body, like, clit, fucking vulva, all that shit. So I was like, I should do one about dick. And so the amount of DMs I got then being like, it's 5 inches big. And like,
I told you not to bring that up, Katie. Okay. That was a private message from me
for
to you.
5'9",
and I said
it's fine,
4.5
okay?
Hard. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And there was like one kid, and he was like, I think my dick's too big. And I'm like, what did I do? I guess like some 14-year-old wrote on it, but like so
I have that problem. Yeah, I get where he's coming from. It's very hard. It would be funny in a museum if they, because like of censorship and everyone worrying about like bodies in America. So I don't know about Ireland, but I feel like in America, on one hand, like the media will be like, here's wet ass pussy and here's another song about like someone getting fucked, but then when it comes to like nudity, we're incredibly prude. In a museum, they just put underpants on all these statues. like you know,
or black bars, like, you know, the fuzzy black bars.
Yeah, that'd be great.
would dick size matter to you, Breed?
I don't think so. I think it's like, once they know what they're doing, I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, I'm same. I think
I'm the same, guys.
You guys focus too much on dick size, but some women don't mind dick size as much as thickness. So if we're going to be like, mine's 7 inch, I'm going to be like, and circumcise? What's it called?
Circumference? Circumference is the first thing. This is America. We cut it off here. Okay. In Ireland, you guys just let that sleeve.
Yeah, we're just going with the flow. On. Yeah.
Yeah.
with the flow.
Which is what we all should do, I think. I mean, we got to stop cutting these foreskins off.
It's unnatural
I thought it was a Catholic thing. And I think it's just an America thing.
It's a Jewish thing originally.
It's a Jewish thing.
Yeah. Jewish thing originally, but I thought I was circumcised because I'm Catholic.
No, that's the doctor makes you do it.
And Catholicism is a sect of Judaism, technically.
Well,
it is, because Jews are the big circle, and the Catholics came from Jews.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get
like
into
Christianity is an offshoot of it. So I thought it was like a Jewish Catholic thing, and then I found out that all my Irish friends are uncirced, and they're just flopping them out here. And yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I've been lied to. I thought I was doing this so I could get into heaven, but now I could have gotten into heaven and had my foreskin and all the nerve endings in that foreskin. And everyone's like, well, your dick is dirty or uncircumcised. And I'm like, well, I have soap. What do you think? I'm just not going to wash my penis ever. What are we talking about?
Our penis is not self-cleaning like vaginas. No.
No, of course. And I clean my penis now. I would clean my penis.
They're not self-cleaning like vaginas, because they get dick.
I agree.
Yeah, you gotta you just have to teach your kid to pull back the foreskin and wash underneath. Whereas the opposite for the vagina, it's like, don't be fucking pulling back.
There's your TikTok, Katie.
No, I'll definitely get banned. I think I'm shadow banned forever now. I can't get past. I can't up my following because of all my videos. They got so mad at me. Well, one thing, I was part of the TikTok fund working for TikTok, right? Making videos for them, and I got banned.
Oh, wow. You must have gone hard, Katie.
It was not banned, but the video got, and they were like,
They removed the audio and removed the video.
They removed the video and they sent me a thing saying, you broke a German violation. And I was like, that's so funny because I'm actually like working for them. And they were like, nah, you're fucked. And so they took away the video. But the video had nearly hit a million. So I think that's why. I think just so many.
That's what's frustrating. I had a video hit a million. It was a sex joke. Hit a million in like a day, which is crazy, which means it's going to. And then they just took off all the audio and everything, and there's no appeal process. It's a terrible app, honestly. Yeah. It's all terrible. I hate all social media, but I'm
like Instagram.
I don't. I hate it. I hate it.
But anyway, so clean your dick cheese. Why do they? Can I ask before we leave? Why did they cut your dick piece off here?
Two reasons. One, supposedly for religious reasons. It's like a pact with Abraham.
Yeah, but if you're not religious, so you're like, if I have a child.
Well, I grew up Catholic. My choice now as a grown man to not keep on being a moron, you know.
But I mean, so the religious reason in the hospital would be the Jewish one. But what's the doc? Like, if I go in there, apparently, if I have a boy, they
supposedly
will automatically
clean. Yeah.
Just for, so, but
they won't automatically do it. No,
they ask.
But most parents in America do because it's considered cleaner and it's kind of the norm in America. But I think that's starting to shift now where people are like, wait, what are we doing? But then I had a friend, my friend and his wife had a kid and they gotten, you know, a little bit of an argument over circumcising their son.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend, also Catholic, like grew up Kansas City Catholic, like I did. And he's circumcised, but he was like, no, we're not circumcised a kid. And his mom's like, but his dick will be ugly. And you're like, one, mom, that's not your problem. You don't need to worry about what you're going to be playing with it.
What are they saying? The dick will be ugly. I literally ask every partner I've had over here. I've been like, oh, is your dick circumcised or not? Because they can't tell when it's hard. And then they've had to tell me. I don't even know. We don't know. Women aren't even looking that much either. We're just like, it's all over.
I mean, all dicks are ugly. Just assume your dick is ugly.
And when it's hard,
there.
The foreskin pops back anyway. So,
yeah, no, it's a silly thing to do. It makes no sense.
Is it the Orthodox Jews that used to do it, like at the rabbi used to bite it off? Did I make this up?
They used to cut it and then they'd suck it to get to like the bleeding.
Stop the blood, yeah.
Yeah. And have, like, honestly, though, I mean, if you see a little boy's penis, what are you going to do? Not suck it? Come on.
I really hope you don't turn out to be a
pedophile. Feel free to edit that out.
Pedophile in a few years.
Yeah, how's he on that one?
Oh my god! You know how many times I've made jokes about me being a pedophile? I will look horrible if I did 20 episodes of a podcast where we jokingly would act like we're pedophiles, and like just splice that up, put it on Reddit. If I'm ever busted for any sex crimes, which I'm not going to be. Knock on wood.
We were doing this for an hour and a half, so I'm gonna let you guys go, but will you just please plug yourselves?
Sure, guys. I have a podcast called Benevolent Dictator with Jordan Raybould. I often do it solo, so it's just kind of like an hour of rants, and then I also have a comedy special called Freedom Boner Online that's doing pretty well and people are passing it around, so go check that out on my YouTube channel. Both of them are on my YouTube channel, Jordan Raybould. Thank you, Katie.
And I do a podcast also called Bandwagons in Ireland, where we talk about all the various bandwagons people are jumping on. And it's really, really good. And you
That's
can find,
fun.
Yeah, you can it find me great. On Instagram. I'm Breed Boo, BRIDBOO.
Yeah, no, it is great. I just started listening. I was listening to the Bridgerton app and I was like, I obviously just binge Bridgerton as well. So no, it's great. You guys are both really funny.
It's good crack, yeah.
I haven't listened to yours, Jordan, but I see all the clips on TikTok, which is also very funny.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening. Please follow Breed and Jordan on everything. And I, again, hope you enjoy this week. Excited about next week's episode. It's with Mike Feeney and Adam Burke. And we're going to talk about male contraception and ED and performance anxiety. So very excited about that. And again, if you want to watch the video of this last episode, or if you want to look at other videos of other episodes, they're all up on the Patreon. Some of the episodes are longer, and then there's solo episodes every week, which is just, you know, more personal in detail stuff and just the chats. So yeah, the Patreon / The Shift Podcast. Other than that, thanks so much again for listening, and I love you all, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.